By the end of the month, all 8 of the main doors to the Capitol will reopen to the public and metal detectors will come down. Assembly Democratic leader Peter Bonka says it's about time.
As it should be. I mean, in Wisconsin, we believe in clean, open, and honest government. It's good that the people's hope in democracy is going to be open to the people.
With work on the state budget complete and a Supreme Court decision settling much of the debate over the governor's collective bargaining law, large-scale protests around the Capitol are seen as less likely. However, Barca argues the extra security was never needed.
Throughout the protests, you know, the first couple of weeks when the building was completely open, there was no public safety issues. Nobody was hurt, nobody was injured to any degree, and we never should have spent that kind of taxpayer money. It was totally unnecessary.
The reduced security is the result of a settlement in a lawsuit against the restricted access to the building. Barca says he understands that legal battles can take time, but he feels an agreement should have been reached some time ago.
It sure would have been nice if, you know, during May, when all these school children come to learn about democracy and, you know, come to see the Capitol, wouldn't have to wait, you know, long, extensive periods to get in the door.
The new security procedures will take effect on June 27th. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.